Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Bruce Fife, author of The Coconut Ketogenic Diet. We were just talking about carbs before the break, and in your book, it's 50 grams or less, preferably 30 grams a day for a ketogenic diet. How does that just allow a bit of asparagus, broccoli, those kind of things?
Yes, definitely. And so you get most of your carbs from, fresh vegetables and some fruits, low-carb fruits. And you can do that. You can get down to 30 grams a day easily, eating plenty of these vegetables, and again, supplemented with the meats and dairy and such.
Okay, so your low-carb fruits would be your blackberry, blueberry, raspberry, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Most nutrients and lowest on the glycemic index. In your book, it's titled The Coconut Ketogenic Diet. What do coconuts have to do with this diet?
Well, it's the coconut oil, If you can add the coconut oil into the diet and make it the main fat in your diet, it doesn't have to be the sole fat, but if you make it the main fat in your diet, it's going to enhance the ketogenic diet. It's going to make it easier for you to get into ketosis so you can broaden out your diet a little bit and add a little bit more, say, protein or a little bit more carbohydrates. The original ketogenic diet was extremely strict. I mean, you were limited to 2 grams of carbohydrate, and you ate as much as 90% fat. And so adding something like coconut oil can drastically reduce the total amount of fat and significantly increase the amount of carbs you can eat.
Okay. Bruce, what are some other essential fats that are necessary that coconut oil doesn't cover?
Well, other fats that you can include would be butter and cream, palm oil, avocado oil, mayonnaise, and things like that.
Okay. Sounds pretty good diet to me. In the first part of the program, you were saying the first week of changing over to a ketogenic diet that you might feel a little bit lethargic, fatigued. Is it good to exercise more or less, or can you get through it faster by doing anything?
Well, I have a regular exercise program, and every time I go into ketosis, I continue with my normal exercise program. And yes, I get a little more fatigued at first. But once I've adapted, it only takes me a couple, 3 days now to do it, since I go in and out of ketosis fairly frequently. I can do, my strength is the same whether I'm in ketosis or not. So it's just you will have a little bit less energy at first, but that goes pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Fife, you're a naturopathic doctor, and you put people on ketogenic diets?
Oh, definitely. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Let me know some of the things that you see after weeks or months.
Well, a ketogenic diet is great for improving overall health. All the health markers that doctors use to gauge your level of health, like blood pressure, blood sugar, insulin levels, inflammation levels, all of these are improved when you go on a ketogenic diet. Brain health is improved. In fact, the ketogenic diet was originally developed to treat epilepsy, and it has been very successful in treating epilepsy, has been done so for many, many years, and the ketogenic diet is far more effective than drugs. In fact, many people have been able to be cured of epilepsy using the ketogenic diet. In fact, the success that doctors have seen with epilepsy inspired them to start experimenting with other neurological conditions such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, stroke, brain injuries, and other things like that. And in every case, the ketogenic diet has proven to be very successful. Even with eye conditions, the eyes are basically extensions of the brain. So things like glaucoma and macular degeneration, potentially can improve with the use of a ketogenic diet. Diabetes is an excellent example. People with diabetes going on the ketogenic diet can reverse their diabetes. Cancer is another one. Cancer, ketogenic diet is now being used to treat cancer, and it is the most effective dietary therapy for cancer. So there's lots of conditions that the ketogenic diet can help with.
Bruce, is that partly because in the ketogenic diet, the sugars go so low? There's a connection between sugar and actually feeding the cancer, right?
Exactly. And so when you eliminate the sugar, the cancer starves to death. Plus, the ketones that are produced are actually toxic to the cancer molecule, or the cancer cells. The cancer cells cannot use ketones.
And how can you tell when you are in ketosis, when you're following this diet? When do you know that you're actually in ketosis, that you're burning fat instead of sugar?
Well, you know, you can actually feel a difference. One of the things you feel is enhanced mental alertness or mental clarity. You just feel sharper. You don't have that afternoon slump and sleepiness that often people have. Your brain's just sharper. Another thing you'll notice is a loss of hunger. One of the stumbling blocks to low-fat diets is the intense hunger that's always associated with it. In fact, that's really what causes most people to fail when they do regular dieting, is the hunger. But with the ketogenic diet, ketones tend to stifle the feelings of hunger, so you don't feel very hungry. In fact, you skip meals because you're not even hungry enough to eat three meals a day. Another symptom would be an overall feeling of well-being and healthiness. Now, these gradually come on, so some people don't notice them quite until after you've kind of experienced it for a bit. So the best way to test if you're in ketosis is to use a ketone test strip. And you get those at the pharmacy, and you test your urine, and they'll tell you whether you're in ketosis or not. And they're very helpful because sometimes you'll be thinking you're eating a ketogenic diet, but you may not be, or you may be eating a little bit too many carbs, and the ketone test strips will help gauge if you're in ketosis or not.
Okay. Could you run through just a simple day what you would eat from breakfast through till supper on a a ketogenic diet?
Sure. For breakfast, you could have some type of egg dish. It could be an omelet. You can put vegetables in it. You can have a little meat with it if you want to. That would be breakfast. For lunch, a great lunch would be just a green salad. And for dinner, a stir fry. A vegetable stir fry with a little meat in it. That's a very simple a daily fare.
And adding extra oils into that in order to make you feel satisfied and energetic.
Exactly, yes.
So it's a gradual release of oils? I mean, I know like if you had an Alzheimer's patient, you wouldn't want to feed them too much oil right away. How do you get that oil in and build it up?
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. If you start feeding someone a lot of oils right off the start, you'll give them some diarrhea and some problems like that. But over time, they can get used to it. But you may want to start off a little bit slower. Like with Alzheimer's, I recommend 5 tablespoons of coconut oil a day along with other fats. Yeah, that's a lot right at first. And so start off with maybe a couple tablespoons and see how they handle it. Now, there's a little trick. I recommend that you always eat the oil with foods, but the trick is if you can combine it with some type of soluble fiber, like psyllium husk or something like that, it greatly relieves the tendency to have diarrhea. And my general recommendation is 1 teaspoon of psyllium husk for every tablespoon of coconut oil, and that helps greatly.
That would be a really good thing to know when you start building up your oils.
Yes.
You wrote the book Stop Alzheimer's Now. Have you worked with lots of Alzheimer's patients?
Yes, even family members, you know, and as long as they are able to, or their spouses are able to help them, they can see phenomenal results. For example, their progression of Alzheimer's can be totally stopped, and in fact, even reversed, where people regain skills like reading or writing that they had lost. Some people who have even lost the ability to speak clearly and they begin to babble are able to speak in clear sentences again once they start doing this.
Once you work them up to 5 tablespoons a day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just amazing, all the research and all the books. You've written over 20 books on coconut.
Well, not all 20 of them are on coconut, but I would say at least a dozen or so have to do with coconut in one way or another.
Yeah. And you've done even some books with animals and coconuts, coconut therapies for pets.
Yes, because, you know, all the benefits that people experience with coconut oil, our pets can enjoy that too. Dogs and cats love coconut oil. They'll lick it right off the spoon, and they receive many benefits. Even those that are really sick, that have diabetes or cancer, can benefit from it. But it's good for their coat. It's good for ear infections and things like that.
It's amazing how many different uses for coconut oil. You could have it for everything in the house.
Well, basically, that's what my medicine kit is, a bottle of coconut oil.
And that's it?
Basically, I mean, there's some bandages and things like that, but coconut oil is good internally and it's good externally. So if you have cuts or some type of injury, you can use that. It's good for skin infections because it's antimicrobial, antifungal. So nail fungus, skin fungus, things like ringworm and athlete's foot has been shown to be more effective than even using the drugs you get in the store.
It's just a fascinating topic. It's been so good to talk to you, Dr. Fife, and to learn about the ketogenic diet. Thanks so much for being on the show today. And is there any place that people can get recipes from your book, or how do they get your book?
Well, yes, I do have a cookbook devoted entirely to ketogenic recipes. It's called Dr. Fife's Keto Cookery, and you can actually go on Amazon, or you can go to my website, my book website, which is PiccadillyBooks.com.
Thank you so much. Dr. Bruce Fife, author of The Coconut Ketogenic Diet, as well as many, many more coconut books. So thanks also to Alan Wishart, the producer. We've still got one more segment to go. So we'll be coming into the second half here with Dr. Sam Alibrando, The Three Dimensions of Emotion.